Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and I'd like to ask you, are you playing your cards right? We all have cards to play. We're going to find out more about that. Which are your cards? How do you play them? It's a fascinating subject, and it has to do with the 52-card deck, which is very ancient knowledge, and the man who we're going to help, who's going to help us actually today, he's going to, in a sense, co-host with me, and he's my guest also, is an expert and has a new book out on cards, and we're going to ask him about it, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome.
Peter, thanks again for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us about your new book.
Well, it's been 5 years in the making. It's been a lot of research and a lot of work to distill and simplify this timeless wisdom in a way that I felt like people could really use this information in their lives to clarify the life they want, to improve their life, to find their pathway to happiness and more productive career, and to live their true purpose. So it was a lot to put in. And I'm really excited that it's out. It's up on Amazon. It's available exclusively on Amazon at the moment. And it's already gotten some rave reviews. So I'm very excited about that. And I understand that it actually went to number one in new releases in my category. So I'm very excited about that as well.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what's it called?
Yeah, that would be helpful if I said that. It's called Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth.
I love that. It's a great title. And we should all try to play our cards right. We're going to ask people to call in, and they can ask about their cards. But they can also find out what their cards are by going to your website. Can you give them that information?
Sure. And so I recently have changed my website. And my new website is lifeelevated.life. And, yes, there is a simple widget there on the Players tab where you can look up your cards to play. And you can look up your birth card, your personality card, and you can also look up your current cards in your current year, your yearly card and your 52-day card.
Oh, that's a lot.
There's a lot of content there, yeah. That was a lot of work, too, to put that together. But I wanted it to be a lot of content that people can use easily to find out how to play their cards right.
So if people want to ask questions about their cards, they can go to lifeelevated.life and put in their birth date, and it'll show them their cards, and they can ask us. They can call in at 888-874-4888. And see what they could learn about their unique cards. And, you know, it's amazing. This is something that it's not new in the world. These cards have been around for a very long time. I even learned about my card on the Four of Clubs, and I learned about that probably in the at least 30 years ago, if not maybe 40 years ago now. It's hard to remember that far back. But my mother lived in California and knew a card expert and was given all the cards of our family. And all I knew about at that point was my Four of Clubs. And the more I found out about it, the more interesting my life became about it, because it's not an easy card. Actually, all our cards have an upside and downside, and it's good to know both, because then it's the truth of our life. And
that's true.
We can manage our lives better when we're living in the truth of the way our life unfolds according to our cards, so that we can play them right because of all of the ways that our cards, not only are we playing our cards, but life plays us according to our cards. And that's what was fascinating to me, because I think that most of the public, they don't have to know anything about the cards, but they're reading our vibes. And our vibes reflect the cards.
Exactly.
And since we all are a reflection of the cards, it's not about the cards. The cards are only a window to our vibes, a very distinct window.
Yep.
But everybody else on an unconscious level are reading those vibes and responding to them. So life treats us according to our vibes.
It's very true.
And we behave that way anyway.
Yeah. No, it's really true what you're saying, Peter, and that's something that I'm often saying to my clients, is that before we even open our mouth, we're showing up with a certain energy signature and a certain vibration, as you point out. And then that vibration has a ripple effect, and then that ripple effect comes back to us. So that's how we experience life, and that's how life interacts with us. So, yeah.
All right. Now, we have a couple of callers so far, and we'll start off with Brianna. Brianna,
hi.
Welcome. Hi. So glad you could join us.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you know your card?
Yes. It is the Two of Clubs.
Uh-huh. And that's also my wife's card. And so obviously I like that card. Alexander, what would you like to say about the Two of Clubs?
Well, Brianna, do you have a specific question that you want to ask?
Not yet.
Did you read about the Two of Clubs at all yet?
Yes, I'm reading about it. What kind of career I would be good in with this card?
Well, you have a lot of options. Anything that leverages your communication skills, anything that leverages your team playing ability, that you're really a good team player and you make a great partner. So I've met Two of Clubs who are corporate consultants, and they help foster team synergy and team dynamics among people, which is very important in corporate culture, of course. And I've met people playing the Two of Clubs who work as life coaches or therapists, because you're very good at forging synergy and harmony and working with the other person and helping the other person to clear their thoughts as well. So you make a good coach and a good counselor. Peter, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I think that's what, twos are about interacting. Twos are about two people. And so, Brianna, your focus is always how to connect with others. And that's why you get it. Even in a team, you know how to connect with each member of the team. And so you really enhance a team effort because you really understand individuals very well, know how to think and behave in ways that foster that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And just to add in, I actually know people who are real estate agents, and they're working, and they're born to play the Two of Clubs. And there, again, the ability to connect with people and build synergy is very helpful, because people like to talk to them, and they're good at talking to their clients.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What kind of career do you have at the moment?
Right now, I operate a film and television studio.
But you have a business partner?
No, I just kind of like facilitate things around here.
So you're like the manager?
Yeah, but not so fulfilling. At times it's okay, but something kind of drains me lately.
So you're really getting going in your life, and you want good direction, and this really will help you understand what your strengths are.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the deeper thing to say is that there are other cards in the life path. We have 13 total. And in particular, for you playing the Two of Clubs, you'd want to focus on your soul challenge card, which is the Ace of Spades, and take a deep look into that. And I go into that in my book, Play Your Cards Right, Sacred Guide to Life on Earth, of what that would mean for you. Because it sounds like that's the point where you're at right now, is you want to go deeper and you want to face some deeper challenges in your life that would be more satisfying for you.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And the Ace of Spades is moving things out of the way so you can start new things.
Yep.
It's a card of death and rebirth. And I'm in that this year. It's my solar card for this year. And then very soon it's going to be my 52-day card, so I'm going to have a double Ace of Spades. So, and Brianna, you and I know each other, so I can help you understand that better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
How it's affected me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so this is great. So glad that you called in. Thanks,
yeah,
Brianna.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And now we have Maxelina. Hello.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Energy Sue.
Thank you.
Do you know what your card is?
It's a four of diamonds. I was born on my dad's birthday, so it's the same card. Four of diamonds.
Mm.
Right.
Do you get along well with your dad?
Oh, yeah. Very.
If you guys would be mirrors to each other.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Do you have any specific question you'd like to ask?
I wonder if one of my fortes is leadership, and I have avoided it all my life. I don't know if that's true.
What is your date of birth?
17th of the 4th, 55.
17th of the 8th. Okay, I'm asking because I want to know what your personality card is. And your personality card is the Six of Clubs.
Is what?
It's the Six of Clubs. It's the second most important card in your life. And I was just curious. Leadership for you is something that you really have to work at. It is there in your life path. It can be a shadowy influence in your life. Your Pluto card is the King of Spades. And the Pluto card is where we are required to do work to integrate a deeper sense of ourselves and to uncover things that we may prefer not to look at within ourselves. So you do have strong leadership abilities, but they're buried in your own shadow. So that means there's some deep work for you to do, which is not impossible by any means, but it's deep work to uncover this powerful King of Spades archetype, which is the leader of consciousness, which is a commanding, authoritative archetype. So you would have some personal work to do to uncover that, but it is there for you.
It shows why you asked. You know, it's interesting. And a lot of times, I guess, people do ask about the cards that represent their shadow and where their strengths are, but also where their work has to be.
Yep.
But the Four of Diamonds is really a very strong foundational card to live with. And so you should realize that, you know, part of leadership is to show people how to lay down a strong foundation in life,
mm-hmm.
and to give people direction. And that Four of Diamonds is very powerful.
Well, it is. What are its strengths?
What are the strengths?
As Peter said just now, you have a strength to build a solid foundation, that you can be the one that holds things together. You can be like the glue in the office environment, or you can be the solid rock in your friendship circles that keeps everyone stabilized. You have an ability to organize and build structure and systems. So you'd be very good at any management position and anything to do with building a strong, very good in any management position, as Peter said, anything about laying down a strong foundation, you have a gift to do that.
Yes, there's the thing where it's, I feel like I'm back at the swimming pool in England and it's cold and I'm being told to jump in and my friend has to push me in.
Well, that's the weakness. That's the weakness. Yeah, that's the weakness of the Four of Diamonds. The weakness of the Four of Diamonds is that you get stuck in a box, and it can be hard for you to try new things and break out of the box.
Yes.
Right, and that's why fours can really end up being kind of, in a sense, boring in the way that they get stuck. And I'm a four of clubs, and if I was just only a four of clubs, I could possibly lead a very boring life because the clubs are the mind. And luckily, my ruling card is the Jack of Spades, and it cracks open the box all the time. So it depends on your other cards, too, and how they play out to help you get out of the box. So that's why it's good to know the hand that you are dealt, not just one or two cards.
Yes, that's right. It's interesting because I would describe myself, and so would most of my friends, as being incredibly out of the box. But there is that foundational thing where I like stability and I like structure, and I do not want to risk it, ever.
Right, right. And that's,
but I always do.
But fours are uncomfortable because you don't want to risk it, and then you can't help it, but
that's right.
Risk it.
Yeah, that's why my friend comes and pushes me in.
Well, but that's why it's good to know your cards so you understand why you have both the strengths and the weaknesses that you have, and then to understand why, and then you can work with them better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the point of this tool, that we have more consciousness about ourselves, so then we can make better decisions, and so we can play our cards right, and that's what we're all here to do. And so it's about having more clarity and awareness to make better choices.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. And let me remind the listeners that you can call in and ask about your cards at 888-874-4888 and go to lifeelevated.life to find out what your card is. And so if you want to know more about the cards you've been dealt, just you can do that, or you can follow up after the show with Alexander and visit his website and contact him so that you can climb deeper. There are some people who really become so excited about it, just like you, Alexander. You made it your life. You realized the impact that cards have, and you didn't want to waste it.
It's true. And I searched everywhere for my answers. As you know, I was an evangelical minister. I went to Roman Catholic Seminary. I went to India. Was initiated as a swami. I worked with shamans. I did all of it. But I found my answers through this mathematical model that was hidden in plain sight as a deck of playing cards. And then I've used it now to build my life. And that's what I like to help other people do.
You've always been on a path of self-inquiry. And originally you started looking at the human design system and came to some of my classes. yep. and realized how much there is to learn about ourselves through these through potential different systems, like yes. human design, could be astrology, numerology. There's so many things out there. But
right.
once your hands got on to the cards, you couldn't let them go.
Well, I always loved playing cards. We were a card-playing family growing up, so I just always had a strong connection to the cards.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of people do. Cards, it's amazing how important cards are in the world, because mm-hmm. the card, you see the card symbols around a lot, and it's something very sociable, and it has a language of its own. Of course, so mm-hmm. much of it is in a sense superficial because we're just playing with them. But we also, as we play with them, we see the values of aces and kings and queens and jacks. And then it's even better when you can study cards and buy your book and understand what is the nature of a jack in deeper ways, or mm-hmm. queen or king. And what does that mean in terms of how they have to live their lives? You know, how does any of the numbers have to, any of the cards have to live their lives? We had a caller earlier with a two. Then there are threes. And, you know, how do threes have to live their lives? And how are they seen living their lives? And we know that threes are people who are so busy, have so many balls in the air. And yesterday I was talking to someone who was a three, and she was so happy to know that she was a three because she has so many balls in the air, and she never knew why she had to do it that way. Mm. And then when she understood that she's born to play the three, she could accept that she likes to, in a sense, overwhelm herself with busyness. And, then as fours, we just talked about, fives, those are hungry people. What would you say about a five?
Hungry is a good word. Curious, eager, restless, dissatisfied with what is, ready to charge over the horizon to find what's new, and yet sometimes a little too restless and making changes just for change's sake and not settling down ever enough to really get something or learn something in the moment, but just always with their eyes on the horizon. So these would be the ADD kind of people who are just always itching to move.
Right. There are many ways that it can manifest depending on which suit of the five that you
course.
Have.
Yeah. I mean, one thing then, about the three that I would just like to add is that spinning around and having too many interests all at once, I would say that's the low side of the three, and maybe you meant that, but just to clarify that when threes are on track, they can be really super laser focused, and they can be the way showers, like a compass needle that point the way to a new direction.
That's why they do so much, because they have the confidence that they can do that.
Mm.
And so they take on a lot of responsibility because they think they can point the way and juggle so much in their lives. And again, it depends on which suit that people have.
Sure, yeah.
And so there's so much about knowing your suits and knowing your numbers. And sixes, I have to laugh about sixes. I have someone in my family with a six, and they're very interesting people, but because they have a lot of needs to, let's call it, correct things, do things correctly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's true. They want everything to line up. And that's the symbolism of the two straight lines. And that was really the most helpful aspect of this knowledge for me, that really opened my mind to be able to interpret these cards, is when I started reading the symbolism And the six is two straight lines. And from that, we can infer all the meaning of the six, as you say, wanting everything to be correct, wanting everything to be lined up. And that's their MO.
Right. So when you say two straight lines, it means on the deck of the six, the icons of the suit line up three and three.
That's right. The pips on the card, we would say, are in two rows of three or two lines of three. And right. So it's about for anyone born to play a six card, and depending on which suit, it's about getting everything lined up, correcting everything. So they can be really argumentative and really bossy. At the same time, they're really fair and really just.
That's wonderful. I totally understand that about sixes, I know. And, you know, it's interesting because when you're in relationship with a six, you really have to be in alignment. They're good for us because they're just, you know, and they question everything. So,
well, six of clubs does for sure.
Yeah, and even the six of hearts will question people's hearts.
That's interesting. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, it's always fun to talk with you because you do help me see other aspects of these cards. I appreciate your insights.
Well, that's also, you know, because I work with so many people and I've really enjoyed understanding the dynamic nature of everyone. So the cards have really helped me know that better. So so knowing you and seeing your expertise inspires me so much. And your book, let's talk about your book because we only have a minute left.
Okay. So I'm really excited about this book. As I've said, I put my heart and soul into it. And it's the distilled essence of my coaching work and my teaching. I've been doing this now professionally 8 years. And as I said, it's been a 5-year process to distill this information, to make it accessible and available and powerful for people. So I really hope people get it. And it's my intention that this knowledge base helps us transform our reality so we can start to create a more enlightened society where we're all playing our cards right, so we're all in harmony. We all have gifts to give each other. As you mentioned before about the gift that a six gives, you have a gift to give as a four, and I do as a nine. And so my hope is that we can start to build a more enlightened society. And
well,
so this
hope,
is my offering.
I hope you can come back and do more on a subsequent show. So, Alexander Dunlop, thanks so much for being on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host. I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. I'll be glad to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.